Hello and welcome to the Truckers News Podcast. I'm David Hollis and I'm the editor of Truckers News. And with me today is Don McLeod. He's the senior editor of Equipment World magazine. Welcome, sir.
Oh, thank you, David. Glad to be here.
Hey, I just saw that you guys completed your annual inventory of bridges around the country. Big task. What did you find? How many are there? What are they like these days? And I guess most importantly, what kind of shape are they in?
Right. Yeah. So, we've been doing this for, since 1979. Each year we check with the all the DOT, Departments of Transportation in the country, including and the District of Columbia. And we sent out surveys and they let us know basically the conditions of their bridges, how many they have, how many are rated either good, fair, or poor. And so basically we have 608,000 or so bridges in the country. And of those, about 45% are in good condition, 48% are considered fair, and 7% are poor. And so that means basically a majority of our bridges need some work. And that ranges from minor repairs to major repairs, and in some cases, replacement. I mean, the bridge is completely failed. And so what we've kind of been seeing over the years as we've been doing this, as there have been some, you know, sort of small strides toward reducing the overall percentage of bridges that are rated poor. But at the same time, we've got bridges, more bridges dropping from that good rating down to fair. And so fair means that's anywhere from some minor deterioration to being, they're still structurally sound, but they may have cracks or other problems in them. They need some attention. And it seems to be that this increase in the fair category has a lot to do with DOTs around the country are just not being able to keep up with the maintenance and repairs that they need. Because many of these bridges, they were built during the 60s and 70s. They just haven't been able to get that regular maintenance that they need. And that lack of maintenance it gets more costly as those bridges slide from fair to poor. And a poor rating basically means there's kind of like four stages of bridge decline, and it ranges from advanced deterioration to basically imminent failure. So that's been kind of what we're seeing on that level there. And that's kind of what the bridges are. I'd say I kind of feel like the theme has been moving from good to fair is sort of where we stand with our bridges.
Then of these in the various different categories, what states have bridges that are in good shape, and in which states are there bridges that are not in the best of conditions? And what do these states do differently? Does it boil down to a question of dollars and cents?
We did kind of look at, we, you know, kind of rank the bridge, or I don't really, we didn't really quite rank them as much as we did put them in order of looking at states that had like the lowest percentage of bridges that are rated poor. And of those, the top five in that area was Arizona, Nevada, Texas, Utah, and Delaware. And so basically these states, their total bridge inventory of that total amount, about 2% or less are in that poor category. And so then we have the states with the highest percentage of poor bridges. And those are West Virginia, Iowa, Rhode Island, South Dakota, and Pennsylvania. And they're kind of in the 15 to 21% range of poor bridges. So they've got a lot of work to do. We looked at the states that had the highest percentage of bridges that are rated good, and Florida ranks in the top on that. And then we've got Arizona again, and then Mississippi, Georgia, and Ohio. And these states, you know, have ranges of good bridges in the 60 to 60% of their inventory. So they're doing pretty well there on that end in the maintenance department. And I think it really, looking at this and the responses from the DOT, it really seems to boil down to funding, but also maybe even more important is setting priority, making bridges a priority. The states that really do that and focus specifically on their bridges and making sure they're maintained and having dedicated funding sources, they seem to do well. In fact, you know, some of the states that had poor bridges have been able to do that and come out. Even Rhode Island, they were at the very bottom last year, but they've been putting some effort in, so they've been able to reduce theirs significantly and continue to do that. So that's you know, that seems to be where that happens. Another big issue, though, is states that have a lot of rural bridges. That's been a big issue. We looking at this, we asked the states to kind of break out, you know, okay, your percentages in your state and federal bridges, and then looking at your county, city, and municipal bridges. And so about, there's a big range. It's overall, the state and federal bridges, about 5% of those are in the poor category. That's still kind of high, but it's, when you can't compare to the rural bridges, they're at about 10%.
Wow.
And so that's, yeah. And there have been some collapses. Most of those occurred due to flooding. I mean, that seems to be a big issue. Those sure. bridges collapse, but then you've got also, occasional situations where a truck was overloaded and tried to go over a bridge that just couldn't handle that weight, and there was a collapse. So in those cases, you know, it's real important to, you know, when you're out there on the road, to pay attention to those weight limits on the bridges, because, you know, it's kind of like a flooded road. It might seem like, oh yeah, maybe I can get through this, but you know, you don't really know what's going on underneath it. And so those weight limits there are for a reason. And just for the safety of everybody, I think that's something to follow. But hopefully, you know, those same bridges, about 10% of our bridges do have some kind of weight limit on them. So, you know, that's another area that I think with the, you know, as we see these bridges declining, I think that category is going to grow too. It just seems to be, unless we start doing more on the funding level and the maintenance level, that's inevitable, I believe.
You know, our listeners, you know, these are over the road truckers. I mean, are there resources that they can go to, as they do their trip planning, to say, okay, I've got to travel from here to there, what bridges are in between? And, you know, are there any that I have to be concerned about? Do states maintain, I don't care, call it a listing of bridges that folks can refer to?
Yeah, Dave, they do actually. A lot of states do have websites. One place is resources. Usually it's called 511. So like if you look for 511, say you're going through Washington State, you can look on their website. They'll tell you about any kind of closings, but they also, you could also type in bridge weight limits in a search, and most states do have those bridges listed. Even some of the counties and local areas do as well. And they'll even have maps showing, unfortunately there's so many of these bridges that it can be a little overwhelming looking on those websites. Mm-hmm. But that is one way to do it. You can also, if there's some, apps out there that for truckers, for GPS navigation, all that can show those weight limit bridges, that would be a good thing too, because, it'd be nice to know ahead of time versus pulling up the bridge and realizing that you're overloaded. So,
right.
And not being able to have to backtrack or maybe, reroute yourself for a long time, especially if it's late at night and you've been driving a long time. So,
right. So, hey, now, 2020 has been really kind of defined by the COVID-19 pandemic, which has affected most every aspect of life this year. I'm wondering, what, if anything, has it done to bridges? I know there's been less traffic on many of the highways in this country. Did that help? Or have states had to reduce or defer repairs because of the pandemic? What kind of happened?
Right, right. Yeah, it's been kind of a double-edged sword. I mean, the lockdowns did, and to some extent still have reduced traffic on the road. So that in some ways that has been helpful in some areas where they were actually able to speed up road construction because there just wasn't that much traffic on the road.
Right.
But the flip side of that is with less traffic on the road, you also have less people filling up their tanks. And so yeah. Most of our road funding and bridge funding is the result of gas and fuel taxes. And so those have dropped. So that has been a problem. And for some states, I was kind of surprised to see that for most states, the drop in the revenue, at least in the beginning of the pandemic, was significant. But in a lot of states, that had rebounded as the traffic came back. So, but as the pandemic has gone on, there's been other revenue drops. So there's still a fair amount of uncertainty of what it's going to mean for next fiscal year funding. But there definitely have been some states that have had to defer bridge projects because of funding. It seemed like a lot of those states were in areas where the lockdown might have been longer, and or they also might have been in states where they actually had some funding problems before the pandemic. And so that right. just kind of added fuel to the fire on that end.
Yeah.
But so for the most part, and a lot of the bridge funding was already budgeted for
sure.
this year.
Yep.
So it's really looking into next year where there's the concern. And so I know a lot of folks are looking to Congress maybe to help out. I know some of the groups have been asking for Congress to provide some help to the states so they can, make up that shortfall in the funding that they've received. So that could go a long way to helping the bridges. If that extra funding does come through.
Well, you just gave me the perfect setup for my last question for you here, Don. Much has been said about the need for a major federal infrastructure program in this country, and it's nothing new. It's been said for a number of years. It was said when President Trump took office almost 4 years ago, and it hasn't happened. Do you think bridge and highway repair might do better in the next 4 years under President-elect Biden, or does it matter?
The big issue, I think, with infrastructure in this country has been both sides of the aisle agree it's needed. I mean, there's really not a whole lot of debate as far as like, do we need to improve our bridge inventories and other infrastructure, road and highway? The problem always comes down to how do we pay for it? And I think, various plans have been floated in Congress, but, they don't seem to get very much traction beyond just once it gets to the debate of how to pay for it, it just seems to kind of die on the vine. And I think that will probably continue, particularly, I guess a lot of it may depend. I know a lot of the organizations that follow this are really focusing on this, these Senate races in Georgia, because, Biden, depending on how it goes, the Biden administration is going to face either a split Congress with a Republican Senate or a Democrat House, or depending on how the outcome goes, it could be a, all Democrat Congress majority. So that I think hinges on a lot of what President Biden will be able to do in his term. And I think you look at Trump had Republican House and Senate and, had ambitious plans, and even still it wasn't able to get through. And again, I think a lot of that happened because of the pandemic funding relief that we had. There's just so much spending on that I think the idea, and a lot of tax cuts went into 2017, that the idea of increasing gas taxes just was not something they had the stomach for. So I'm not entirely optimistic on that, just because of the gridlock aspect. I don't know that it necessarily really matters on the president himself, because as I've said, most of them have pushed for infrastructure.
Right. Well, it will be most interesting to see what does happen on many fronts, but especially on infrastructure and some of these bridge repairs that seem to be out there. So, hey, I really appreciate your insights, Don. It's going to be interesting when you and I check back a year from now to see how things have changed.
Yeah, it will be, and hopefully I'm wrong on the infrastructure funding. Maybe that.
Yeah,
I typically am when it comes to political predictions. So maybe that's a good sign.
Well, you're in good company. Many people are these days. So, hey, thanks, Don. Take care.
You too. Thank you.